Functional movement, why you need it as you age. Hey, it's Zane here with you for Rock Solid Wellness, and today I'm excited to share with you one of my favorite topics, which is the topic of functional movement. Now, I love talking about functional movement because I firmly believe that it is a form of movement or exercise that will give you the greatest bang for your buck in terms of your mobility, your strength, your agility, your coordination and balance as you age. Now, too many people are doing the wrong type of movement for the stage in life that they're at, and they wonder why they're constantly carrying around niggles, they're lacking energy or losing fitness or body shape. And of course, this can be very disconcerting and frustrating, and it causes many people to give up on exercise because they end up questioning why they're doing it. Now, if you think as an example of somebody who regularly does high impact exercise like running and they wonder why their joints are suffering, or someone who spends an hour walking on a treadmill every morning and can't figure out why their body shape is never changing. Now, the reality is any type of movement is better than none. So if you're someone who is content and happy with your current routine, whatever that may be, then I commend you for being dedicated to daily movement as a practice, and I encourage you to stick with that if it feels right for you. But if you're someone who wants to optimize and prolong your health span, your energy, vitality, and your physical performance, and somebody who wants to be multidimensional in terms of your physical coordination and capabilities, then you need to seriously consider incorporating a few sessions, some time each week dedicated to functional movement into your routine if you're not already doing that. So what is functional movement? Well, functional movement essentially incorporates a range of 7 basic movements that mimic or make easier everyday tasks that we tend to take for granted when we're in our physical prime. But these are tasks which tend to get harder as you age if you don't practice or train for these movements on a regular basis. So functional movement makes everyday physical tasks so much easier. And, you know, just think lifting a heavy suitcase out of a boot or a trunk, placing something bulky on a shelf above your head, moving a piece of furniture, gardening, pushing a lawnmower, walking a set of stairs, or even picking up a child or a pet. And I'm sure you get the picture with the vast range of basic daily tasks, physical tasks that we take for granted that functional movement can drastically help us to perform, particularly as we get older. So functional movement, you know, it will also not only help you perform these everyday tasks easier, but it will also help you to say yes to adventurous activities even as you age and to be physically independent for longer, which is certainly something that I'm searching for, and I hope that you are too. It will also go a long way to protecting you from falls, broken bones, and degenerative conditions like arthritis and osteoporosis, which of course can creep up on many, many people. But the good news is that you can do functional movement at home, either with just your body weight or a set of resistance bands or dumbbells in just 15 to 30 minutes per day or per session. And that is if home is your favorite place to exercise. So in other words, you don't need to join a studio or a gym or do anything that's too outside the box. This is something that you can definitely do at home in just, you know, 15 to 20 minutes or 30 minutes if you like per session. And if you were able to just do that a few times per week, you would really start to see the benefits to your physical capabilities and your physical health. Now, before I share the basic 7 movements with you and the easiest way to incorporate functional movement into your routine, I just want you to consider this. I want you to think about functional movement and exercise as an investment. Now, what I mean by that is every time that you choose to spend time and effort exercising, it is a form of expenditure for which you ultimately want something in return for. And in the short term, you're wanting the immediate feeling of, you know, how it makes you feel, your senses, how it makes you feel in terms of your immediate energy, your sense of self-accomplishment, self-achievement, self-worth, the endorphins that, you know, are activated from doing some form of physical exercise, making you feel good, making you feel expansive, focused, joyful. All of those positive feelings that come from exercise. And then in the medium to longer term, you're wanting the return on investment for what it does to your physical body and your physical long-term health and your physical resistance to disease. But the problem is that if you choose to invest in the wrong area, then the chances are you won't get the highest possible return on your investment. So in other words, you need to choose wisely, particularly if you only have a limited amount of time to dedicate to exercise each week, each day, because you and I have other things that we need to be doing. And so this is, for me, is really where functional movement comes in, because it does give us the greatest bang for our buck. And like I said at the beginning, it gives you or taps into a range of compound movements that target multiple muscle groups at the very same time, stimulates the cardiovascular system, which strengthens the heart, boosts our stamina, boosts our endurance, and it improves your stability, your coordination, strength, and reduces your risk of injuries and degeneration. So you get a lot in return for making the investment in the right areas. And this is, again, why I'm such a big advocate for functional movement. It also not only makes you look and feel great in your physical body when you do it consistently, it can also be scaled up or down to suit your physical fitness and your age. And it's typically low impact, so it's not going to harm your joints and really speed up a lot of those degenerative conditions that typically we see people who, you know, just do high impact exercises for way too many years, and it really starts to have an effect on their physical body as they get older. So the seven basic functional movements, which I want to rip through right here, just to give you a sense for what this is all about. Like I said, they can be done at home, either with body weight as a starting point, or you can progress to resistance bands or even weights, dumbbells, barbells, or a combination of all of these. So again, I want to rip through these now. Number one is the squat. Now, the squat is a staple for strong body foundations. It's so important that we build strength from the ground up. Our lower body is what gets us around, and so we need to have good, strong foundational coordination, balance, and strength in our lower body, in our legs. And the squat is probably the greatest exercise of all for creating that. Now, the real life translation for a squat is being proficient and balanced at simply sitting down and standing back up. And, you know, this is where, you know, general lower body strength and balance is required. But of course, we all know people who, particularly as they get a little older, who are not strong in their core and in their lower body, they struggle just to do that basic foundational activity of just sitting up, sitting down and standing up with ease. And so this is where the squat comes in, and one of the reasons why we need to squat throughout our lifetime. And if we're not doing that, we need to make sure we're incorporating squats into our weekly routine so that we remain proficient at that basic activity. Number two is lunge. Lunges are a great balance and agility exercise that can be done either in a forward motion, in a reverse motion, laterally from side to side, or we can do what's known as walking lunges, where we just lunge forward for several steps, turn around and then forward for several steps to return to our starting position. Now, the daily life application for lunges, just think, you know, moving, changing direction relatively quickly or climbing up a set of stairs would be one of the real life applications for lunges and the reason to do them. Number three is push. Now, pushing is about moving some form of resistance away from your chest or pressing above your head, your shoulders, or your upper body. Now, good examples include a push-up, either a regular body weight push-up or a bent knee push-up. If you don't have the strength to do a regular knee, a regular push-up, a floor press with weights where you're just lying on the floor and you're pushing weights above your chest, a bench press where you actually have a bench and you're using a barbell or dumbbells pushing above your chest, or an overhead press with weights or bands where you're pressing or pushing above your head. Number four is pull. Now, the opposite of push, of course, is pull, and it involves moving weight towards your body. And like the push, the movement pattern of pull can be vertical or horizontal to work different muscle groups. Horizontal examples include, you know, a dumbbell, barbell, or resistance band rows. And vertical examples would include pull-ups, chin-ups, or lateral pull-downs using a weights machine. Now, applications include, you know, real-life applications would include lifting something off a shelf, for example, to bring it closer to your body, or, you know, dragging a piece of furniture towards you. Number five is twist. Now, this is a rotational movement pattern that is often overlooked, but it is very important for being coordinated physically and your stability to help prevent falls. And examples of twist movements include a seated Russian twist with your body weight. You can also use a dumbbell or a medicine ball. Another great one is what's known as a wood chopper, where you take your body weight, you reach down diagonally towards the floor and then reach up above your head, and you can again just use your arms, or you can use the same movement pattern with some light weights. But again, twisting is so important and one of these exercises that is often overlooked but extremely functional. Number six is hinge. Now, a hinge pattern is another lower body exercise which emphasizes the back of the legs, that is the hamstrings and the glutes, and even your lower back as well. Now, the best type of exercise for a hinge is what I like to do is a single leg deadlift or a Romanian deadlift, which is also known as an RDL in the fitness space. So unlike a squat, you utilize less bend in your knees when you hinge, meaning this is more of a hip dominant compound movement. Hinging as a functional movement is great for mimicking bending over to pick up something heavy off the floor, such as a pair of suitcases, would be a great example. Number seven is the carry. Now, just think of walking with two heavy items, one in each hand, such as two heavy bags of groceries. Now, the carry movement also improves grip strength, which, according to Dr. Peter Attia, author of the book Outlive, which I've recently read, The Art and Science of Longevity. As Dr. Attia says, grip strength is one of the most powerful proxies or indicators for longevity, something to keep in mind as well. So just to recap on those seven basic functional movements: squat, lunge, push, pull, twist, hinge, and carry. So as you can see, functional movements, you know, they incorporate a variety of primal or practical movements that mimic everyday tasks, body patterns, movement patterns that will make physical tasks much easier. They will greatly improve your stamina, your muscular endurance, mobility, balance, and your strength. But the question is, do you do functional movement, or are you already incorporating these types of exercises into your weekly routine? That's really the question. And you may be thinking, well, how do I do that, Zane? You know, how do I incorporate functional movement? This all sounds great. It's good information. But how do I start? Where do I start? It might sound difficult. It might sound like it's something that, you know, maybe you feel like you're not strong enough to do, you're not coordinated enough to do, or maybe you're just thinking of all the reasons to do it because I haven't articulated enough for you why you should be doing it. But I just want you to think again about what it means to be physically capable and independent. I want you to quieten all the noise and all the reasons why, all the voices in your head that might be suggesting that this sounds too complicated, because the reality is it doesn't need to be complicated. And when you focus on the, you know, what it feels like and what it means to be physically capable and independent, surely that gives all of us enough reasons to set aside a little time to continue to work on our coordination, strength, and balance because of the way that it serves us as we get older, the way that it extends our health span, and it prolongs our lifespan. And when you focus on that and you realize that we only get one body, then you realize that functional movement shouldn't be a choice in your life. It should actually be a necessity if you truly value your body and your health. Again, none of it needs to be complicated. I want you to choose a level that suits where you're at and just incorporate these exercises, even if it's just a handful of them, and spread them out across your week, across your exercise routine. And you can create simple routines, 5 minutes to 15 minute circuits, using three or four of these exercises, and you'll still get some fantastic benefits if you're consistent with it. Now, if you already visit a local gym, then you're probably already doing a number of these basic functional movement patterns already in your schedule. And if not, it's time to add these into your routine. And if you're totally new to functional movement as a concept and you have no idea where to start, then get onto YouTube and search bodyweight squats or bodyweight push-ups or bodyweight rows. And you'll find some easy demos of these exercises for you to experiment with at home. All you really need to get started is a yoga mat and a set of resistance bands or a set of lightweight dumbbells. And if you're looking for an app or an application that has, you know, you can get from the App Store online on your iPhone, that will give you access to a variety of on-demand functional movement and strength training workouts that you can do at home, then I would highly recommend the Peloton app, which is one that myself and my wife, we use at home, Peloton. And it offers sessions from 10 to 60 minutes, from beginner through to advanced, with some phenomenal instructors. And it doesn't mean that you need to buy the Peloton bike, because they have hardware that you can purchase. They have treadmills, they have rowers, they have bikes. You don't need any of that. You can just purchase the app and then utilize it on your iPhone or your iPad or even your smart TV, and you have functional movement workouts on demand. Now, another great app, which is actually a totally free app, is the Nike Training Club app. The Nike Training Club app, which you'll find in the App Store, completely free, and also has some fantastic reviews. I don't use it personally myself, but again, I know some people that do, and they say that it's awesome, it has some great reviews, and definitely one that you should check out. So the main takeaway really today is it's just to highlight for you the importance of functional movement and why you should include it in your routine if you're not already. And it's not necessarily a substitute for anything you're already doing, but more so to complement what you're doing and something that you should be consciously thinking about. So make the adjustments where necessary in your approach to movement, but also I want you to choose a level that you can stay consistent with, and to keep remembering that when you invest in your physical body, you will definitely see the return on that investment as you age, and it's never too late to start. I hope you got some value from today's episode. I want to thank you for listening as always. This is Zane signing out. Until next time, stay strong and live well. If you got value from this episode, feel free to leave me a comment or review on your favorite podcast platform. I also appreciate any constructive feedback or topic suggestions so that I can keep improving and serve you best. Keep in mind that the content of this episode is for informational and inspirational purposes only and is not intended to replace any advice given to you by your doctor or healthcare professional. I do recommend that you consult your personal physician before acting on any of the information contained in this episode to determine its suitability for you. This is Zane Truscott signing out. Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, stay strong and live well.